Matt, you've struck a tone of positivity and encouragement since yesterday's loss. I'm curious, in private with the players, how you describe your philosophy and your style for conveying when something doesn't meet the standard and when something's unacceptable to you, and how you go about doing that in a productive manner.
Yeah, it's just about accountability. You know, it's about accountability, watching the tape and looking at yourself with a critical eye, you know, in terms of, did I execute that particular play in the right way in terms of my job, my responsibility, and then did I do it with the right focus and intensity? And was I part of the execution, or was I part of the breakdown that happened? And that's for every single play. And we hold each other accountable, and it's important to be able to do that in front of your peers. So we do that as we watch the tape.
Yeah, but once you fall back on the word execution, that means the play was right. That means when you start saying, did accountability in how you executed, that takes coaching out of it. That's a way of passive-aggressively blaming players, and players know this. Execution from a coach means not my fault, not my fault, not my fault. That is either the GM's fault for giving me bad players, or players for not doing properly what I told them to do. So that's dangerous.
This is why, and I teased it before the break, I said I came to a realization on the failed fourth down, or the failed series, I should say, but really the fourth down call is the one we're really dissecting here. I wrote down on the paper, Caleb's fault. That's essentially what I'm hearing. That, and that's okay. Like I need to go back and watch it and get more info on it. But, and maybe Caleb would even admit it. Essentially, I'm hearing it was a bad decision by Caleb to flip it to Swift. That is what I got out of it. So you and I are kind of on the same path here.
Well, that's part of it. I don't like the way he started the press conference. This is not a day to talk about taking a step in the right direction because you were committed to the run game. No, you weren't. That's not what committed to the run game looks like. What did Tiki Barber just tell us about what it really means?
Running in the fourth quarter?
To be committed. Yeah. Because of how that affects an overall game. That's just not true.
I
don't like that. I don't like the coaching. He said something that's factually not true.
If he would have added a caveat, like, we ran the ball well early, because they did. Like, Roschon Johnson was looking really healthy early. Even DeAndre Swift was, you know, whatever nice carries he had early. And then when he started averaging 1.5 per carry, they essentially abandoned the running game.
I don't like the fact that they're all smiles after this game. I understand that, and this is why I've been asking about how to handle. How will you handle today? How will you handle? I think that this needs a little bit more self-awareness on the part of the coaches, and players are going to start to sense this. If they sat in those film meetings and are doing so today, preaching accountability but blaming the players for execution, that's a mixed message.
I'll tell you what a mixed message was, too, in this thing, was the question about the decision to go for two after the celebration. Like, what did
He didn't answer it, though. Hoag asked very specifically, how and when does this get communicated?
Yeah. Yeah, right. He said ready, alerted. But he also said that they worked on the play during the time, as if they didn't have the play ready. Like, and I understand sometimes you move on from a play, but to me it sounded like they just were caught off guard.
And then he said that their goal was to get the best possible play call. You see what happened on that play?
Yeah, what was the...
That was your best possible play call? It was a complete fail.
Yeah.
It never had a chance. So this is, I'm a little troubled. People are asking, when is Powdered Toast Man going to make his return? All right, here's the deal. The figurine of Powdered Toast Man was placed back in the box to start the season.
Okay.
It's sitting next to my computer back in the prep area there. So the figurine that used to sit last year, Powdered Toast Man would sit right here. He was back in the box. After the first game, I took him out of the box.
Because they won?
No, because they had
he deserved some non-box time.
Yeah, well, he just needed a little fresh air, I thought. And then after the second game, I moved him a little bit closer toward where I set my stuff, my pile of things that I bring in the studio with
distancing
me.
Him from the box? Is that what you're saying?
The commercial reads, the mic muff, the headphones, sometimes the coffee cup. He's moving incrementally closer to my pile of things that get brought into the studio with me. That's the update on where the Powdered Toast Man figurine is at the moment.
Is the box his house?
I think so.
It's his house.
He lives there.
Okay, and he's kind of a loner, it seems like.
Yeah, but he's a hermit.
Right. But you got
him
out.
He's a very, very odd being, yes. What,
did he, after this loss, though, and some of the flu stuff, does he need to get back in the box?
No, he needs to get closer to possibly entering the studio. So
it's sort of like, that's where we begin the powdered toast.
It's like the doomsday clock.
I got
that. I'm moving. And here, everything I've said, I mean, about rooting for Matt Eberflus, about wanting him to succeed, about thinking that his haircut and beard made him look smarter. But I've also gone out of my way to say, I don't know if he's any good at his job still.
Right. We don't want this for him. We don't want to have to be sitting here discussing. Like, I think everybody, he is a likable guy that I think people want to root for. And in some ways, a sympathetic figure because of what he had to put up with in his first year as the head coach here. But he's not playing along right now.
No, he had a bad day yesterday, and I'm not sure I agree with the tack that they're taking, describing this all as a step in the right direction. We were committed to the run guy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be really careful when you start invoking execution, and that's where the accountability is, because that is another way of saying it was right on paper. The damn players just screwed
right
up.
Which is true sometimes, but yes. Yeah, you probably don't want to make it that the focal point.